With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Who was in charge of the Biden White House? Inquiring Republican minds want to know.
President Donald Trump has ordered his administration to investigate his predecessor, Joe Biden. President Trump is asking his administration to look into President Joe Biden's use of an auto pen to sign pardons and other documents. The memo came after House Republicans requested transcribed interviews with five former Biden aides, alleging that they had participated in a cover-up. So far, the Republican inquiry has focused on the final moves of the Biden administration, which they claim may be invalid. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
A dozen countries are on President Trump's radar. Their citizens will be barred from entering the U.S. Mr. Trump says these are countries where we can't safely and reliably vet and screen those who seek to enter the United States. The Trump administration trying to sharply limit the number of foreign students admitted to Harvard, where students from abroad compromise more than a quarter of the student body. The U.S. has vetoed a U.N. Security Council resolution demanding an immediate permanent ceasefire in Gaza. Israel's U.N. Ambassador Danny Danone says the ceasefire proposal was patently unfair.
This resolution is not a step forward. It ignores the reality on the ground. It disregards the negotiations that are already underway. It betrays the very people it claims to protect. Israel will continue to fight for the return of our hostages.
And the bodies of two of the hostages seized by Hamas in 2023 and taken to Gaza have now been recovered by Israel. The terrorists continue holding 56 captives in Gaza. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures 30 points higher, NASDAQ futures better by one. This is SRN News. A beauty pageant winner loses her crown.
Katie Bush won the Miss North Florida show, but she's been stripped of her title for refusing to sign a contract with the Miss America organization. The contract defines female as including men who are living as women, and Bush, who is a Christian, says signing would violate her religious beliefs. By refusing to sign, Bush loses the right to compete in the Miss America. Men have won several female beauty pageants in recent years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tanzanian authorities have deregistered a church owned by a ruling party lawmaker after he accused the government of human rights violations. Member of Parliament Josephat Gwajima's Glory of Christ Church was cordoned off by police after hundreds of congregants turned up to protest the closure announcement. The lawmaker had criticized the government for detentions and enforced disappearances. Rights groups, including Amnesty International, have urged Tanzania to investigate the allegations. This is SRN News. A heads up if you have purchased ground beef recently from a Whole Foods market.
Officials have issued a public health alert for one-pound packages of organic rancher beef. The ground beef was sold at Whole Foods markets and may be contaminated with E. coli bacteria. The U.S. Food Safety and Inspection Service is specifically warning about packages produced between May 22nd and May 23rd. They have use-by dates of June 19th and June 20th. A recall was not issued since the meat is no longer being sold, but officials warn some consumers may still have it in their refrigerators. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
An adolescent loggerhead sea turtle named Dilly Dally is back in the Atlantic months after having a front flipper amputated at a Florida turtle hospital. The terrapin was brought in to Loggerhead Marine Life Center in January, suffering from a predator wound to the front flipper. The veterinary crew helped in the rehabilitation and care of the turtle. SRNnews.com.